Being the case, I'd like to call to order the Washington State Fish and Wildlife Commission conference call for December the 4th. It is now 8:30 promptly. One announcement regarding the agenda. Under general discussion, item C, we're not going to discuss the steelhead issue on this conference call. That will be discussed next week in Port Townsend. Having said that, agenda item A, land transaction, briefing, public hearing, and decision.
Vice Chair, we've got in the room with us today Julie Sandberg, who's our real estate division manager, and Clay Sprague, who's our lands division manager, to make the presentation.
Very good. Thank you.
And we'll turn it over to Julie.
Okay. Thank you. Vice Chair, Chair, Director, and Deputy, I'm here to present a brief transaction kind of following up on the presentation we had November 13th on the Merrill Lake project in Cowlitz County. In your packet, you have a couple of maps that I'll refer you to. The first one is the larger vicinity map that locates the property north of the town of Woodland, Washington, just north of Merrill Lake. There's a closer-up, lovely red and green rendition that shows you a more accurate location of this additional 63 acres that we're proposing for today. Immediately after our last presentation, where we presented the first phase of this purchase, we were informed by the RCO funding authority that they had additional roll-down money to apply to this grant. So we worked with Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation and scrambled with the landowner to add this additional 63 acres to the transaction for the first phase. And with the action today, we hope to be able to move to closing before the end of the year. This additional 63 acres adds elk and mule deer habitat to the riparian portion of the property that we're trying to acquire. The colorful closer-up map that you see has, I see a lot of confusing colors, but what we're looking at is for the purchase we offered up 3 weeks ago is the lighter green. That's the original acreage. Today we're adding the red portion, which is an additional 63 acres. We're still finalizing the exact legal description, so it could be 64, it could be 61. The ownership line follows up to the north. The purple lines indicate what's designated riparian, so that's what we applied for with the RCO grant. But the outer, the orange and the outer purple is the total ownership that the lake properties is offering through Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation to Department of Fish and Wildlife. The larger property has predominantly been used for commercial timber production, depending on purchasing the riparian portion of the property. So for your consideration today, we have the additional 63.
Are there any questions? No questions. Does anyone have a motion?
Mr. Vice Chair, I make a motion to approve the land transaction as presented.
Commissioner Ecker made a motion to say that's Commissioner Thorburn, I suspect.
Yes.
Thank you. Any further questions or discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Same as the same. Okay. Motion carries.